You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Monday, the 27th of July. Hello again, and thank you for staying with us. It's time now for our digital drive feature. Nafisa Akabor is standing by with the latest tech need to know. Hello, Nafisa. So tonight we review the Samsung Z Fold 8, Fold 8 Ultra Flip 8. Where do we start?
Hi, Dudu. Good to be back. Yeah, so fresh news from Samsung is that they just unveiled their new folding range. As we know that in the second half of the year, they revealed the Z series. But this year, it was quite interesting. I was a guest of Samsung at London last week for Unpacked. And what they did was they unveiled a new passport-sized foldable, the Z Fold 8. Very interesting, alongside the Fold 8 Ultra, which is like the flagship version. It now sort of comes in line with the S series that we're all familiar with, where there's one standard unit and there's one Ultra flagship. And then as normal, they do a Flip 8, which is a little clamshell flip phone. But one of the most interesting things, I think that's the talk of the town, is the Z Fold 8, the passport style. So we typically, Samsung has been in the foldable game for quite some time. We're now in the eighth generation. It's a very mature product. So it's quite interesting that now they've taken a different approach with the size, because it's more easily, you can read books now. You can do so many things on the device. It's easier to hold. It's not just thin and long like the previous one. And the first impressions I've had were really good. Like, it fits in my size hand really well. I can do so much. Yeah, the keyboard is not as narrow. I'm not sure if you've seen any of Samsung's previous foldables to sort of put a mental picture on the size of the device.
Got you. I'm actually looking at the picture on your website here, recharged.co.za, and I can see what you're talking about. It does fit perfectly in your hand. Maybe let's take a look at the specs of the Z Fold 8. When people purchase a phone, the first thing they want is the picture quality in terms of the camera. Maybe you can talk us through that. Battery life as well. And I see here the colors: cream, lavender, graphite, pistachio. Ooh, sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's great options on the device. Samsung always delivers the Snapdragon 8 Elite chipset made for Galaxy. So it's got the best chip. It's also alongside the Ultra version. So there's no compromise on performance. Both devices get the same chip. But what they have done with this device versus the Ultra, you get 250 megapixel cameras and not 200 megapixel on the Ultra, which is sort of understandable. So it's two lenses versus three and a slightly lower resolution. It does do dual video capture if you're vlogging or traveling and you want to get both perspectives, or even interviewing someone actually. And the battery life has improved compared to last year's Fold. It's 4,800 milliamp hours, which is quite sufficient, substantial. It's also the lightest Z Fold, so at 201 grams. I think that matters to some people. I mean, it easily fits in a bag. I've been using the Fold for most of last year. And as a journalist, I can tell you that I was conducting interviews using it as a laptop replacement, doing all my work on the fly, publishing articles on my website, and I was using it on the treadmill. So I'm very excited to see how this new form factor will fare, especially because the screen has an anti-glare coating. So I can use it as a Kindle. I actually downloaded the Kindle app on my test unit right now. And I can read outdoors if I want.
Interesting. So if you don't like something light and that fits in your hand, passport size literally, and you want to feel your device, want something a little bit heavier and a bit bigger, they've got the Z Fold 8 Ultra. Talk us through the specs of that one.
So the Ultra, like I mentioned, has a similar chipset as the 8, but it has a 200 megapixel camera and it's slightly heavier, 215 grams. I say heavy, but it's not that heavy. And the battery has also improved to 5,000 milliamp hour compared to last year's 4,400. I think that was one of the downsides to me on the Z Fold. So it feels like the Z Fold has graduated to Z Fold 8 Ultra, the Z Fold 7 rather, because it's a similar shape and size. It's thin. It has fast charging. But unlike the colors you mentioned earlier, the Fold Ultra comes in cream, graphite, and a dark violet and a darker green, which looks really nice. So sort of darker shades for the Ultra and pale shades for the regular Fold 8.
But talk us through the Z Flip 8 AI native. What's that about?
So they've now put a larger display, cover display on the device, and you can run all your AI tasks on the screen without having to open the phone. And if you want to get busy doing something else, or you lock the phone, you can actually see there's a little icon that shows you that the task is still running in the background, which is great, because sometimes when you close your phone, it kills off whatever application you're running. So that's quite intuitive. It carries on doing what you needed to do without you having to keep the screen unlocked. Yeah, and it also means you're not opening the phone unnecessarily because you can do so much more on the cover display. And I really like how large it is now compared to, well, Gen 1, which is such a leap forward. But it also has 50 megapixel cameras. It's 180 grams, which is also lightweight. And yeah, also fun colors, cream, graphite, pink and pistachio.
Ooh, pink. Alrighty, so let's take a look at availability and most importantly, price points.
So yes, as you know, because of the AI boom, the chips are now very expensive, which has an impact on smartphones and laptops, which, and this is the reason why the devices are coming in really expensive. The Z Fold 8 Ultra starts at 51,000 Rand. The Fold 8 regular passport size starts at 41,000 Rand. And the Flip 8 is 27,000 Rand. So quite pricey devices. But this is what we can expect going forward from all manufacturers because of this AI boom.
Yeah, I see here the Z Fold 8 Ultra is at 1 terabyte. It's 60,999 Rand.
That's correct. If you want the larger capacity, the price I gave you for 51 was for the 512 gigs, which just as I mentioned, yeah, just for 512 gigs more, you're paying 10,000 Rand more. So maybe it's time to consider switching to cloud.
I tell you, even there's some costs, but anyway, it is what it is, isn't it? Thank you very much, Nafisa, for your time this evening. Nafisa Akapor with our Digital Drive feature. Thank you very much, Nafisa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.